Thanks for coming. Today I'm going to talk about Sequoia PGP, in particular rethinking OpenPGP tooling. First, I want to introduce Sequoia PGP for those of you who don't know about it. I'll talk about its design and implementations and what makes that interesting, and then some day-to-day usage in order to illustrate what I mean by rethinking OpenPGP tooling. So what is OpenPGP, or what is Sequoia PGP? Say an OpenPGP implementation. And you can see here, this is our GitLab site, and we have a number of projects. And what is this OpenPGP thing? Well, it's an IETF standard. Go on the internet, you can download it for free. It's derived from PGP, which was published in 1991. The first version of the standard was published in 1996, and work is still ongoing. The next version of the standard is expected this year. It's currently in working group last call. And the standard defines the wire format, so how messages look, how certificates look. It talks about algorithms like encryption and decryption and how signing and verification work. And it also defines, importantly, a PKI, a public key infrastructure. But it's not an implementation. Sequoia is an implementation. And it's not just an implementation of the spec. It's a whole number of services and tooling and applications on top. And for those of you who've used OpenPGP, it's also a paradigm shift. We've looked at the way things have worked in the past, and we have some new ideas about how maybe they can work better, at least for some people. Sequoia's technical goals are to be a library-first architecture. So not a command line